Close now, the end of the Perek discusses, we began to discuss Yeruvim ben Nevat. We're going to learn more about Yeruvim ben Nevat. It says clearly that Shlomo HaMelech decided that he should kill out Yeruvim ben Nevat. Never succeeded to do it, obviously. Yeruvim ben Nevat lived on. And we're going to talk later on why Rehovam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, did not pursue Yeruvim ben Nevat the way his father Shlomo HaMelech did. But it says, Vayivakesh Shlomo Lohomi says Yeruvim. It says that Shlomo HaMelech tried to kill Yeruvim. And Yeruvim found a safe haven. Vayokom Yeruvim. Vayivrach Mitzrayim El Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. This is very interesting. Vayibe Mitzrayim Ad Moy Shloim. So what do you see? You see that Mitzrayim ended up protecting Yeruvim ben Nevat. Yeruvim ben Nevat stayed in Mitzrayim until Shlomo HaMelech died. So Mitzrayim protected Yeruvim ben Nevat. The reason why this is very interesting is because Shlomo HaMelech was a son-in-law of the Egyptian dynasty. He married Bas Pali. Right? So it sounds surprising that Mitzrayim would be a place that Yeruvim would go to. And I'm going to show you even bigger chiddush. I'm going to show you much bigger chiddush. It says, who did Yeruvim run to? Melech Mitzrayim, Shishak. Some fellow by the name of Shishak. Now, Paray is not mentioned here. Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paray. Shlomo HaMelech didn't marry Bas Shishak. He married Bas Paray. So if you look over here, Chazal tell us, it's found in the Radak, a quote of the Medrash, Paroi Choysin Shloimai. Says the Radak, Paroi was the father-in-law of Shloimai HaMelech. Who meis? He died. Vayokom Melech Acheo Sheshmoi Shishak. Veloi hoyo oyev Shloimai. He didn't love Shloimai. Lefikoch Borach Yeruvim Elov. That's why Yeruvim ran to him. So that, it's still a chiddush. Still a chiddush. Because you would think that if Shlomo HaMelech is a son-in-law of the Egyptian dynasty, Mishpach, it's family. They're not going to go and protect Shlomo HaMelech's enemies. You would think. I'm going to show you a bigger chiddush. Show you another chazal. And the other chazal doesn't hold this way. The other chazal says as follows. This is a medrash in Shir HaShirim. Ezo Shishak. Who is Shishak? Who is this man? Says the medrash. Hu Paroi Nachei. This is the Paroi. That means according to the medrash Rabbi in Shir HaShirim, Yeruvim ben Nevat ran to Shlomo HaMelech's shver. I mean, sometimes an Edom and a shver have a strained relationship. But you're talking, this is a whole different level. This is a whole new level. Here you're talking about Yeruvim ben Nevat, who is Shlomo HaMelech's enemy, who's murdered by Malchus. Shlomo HaMelech wants to kill him. From the whole world to run, Yeruvim ben Nevat runs to nobody less than Shlomo HaMelech's father-in-law. So I'm going to tell you two things, which are very important. One is just a general Hanhoga issue, and the other one teaches you something about really the history of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Hakine, Hataive, Vehakovoid, Moitzina Sodom in Oilam. Many people ask, what do you mean? You see a lot of people that are jealous their whole lives. They live long lives. They're jealous till the end. 100 years of jealousy. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina Ataiva Vakovid, Moitzinus Adam and Oilam. Sounds like you die. Moitzinus Adam and Oilam. Vazok's the Maritz. You had a problem? The Mishnah says jealousy takes you out of the world. It's not true. There's a lot of jealous people that are around for a very long time. So Rabbi Yeruchim had a great vault. Rabbi Yeruchim said like this. He said, Hakina moitzi es ha'odom min ha'olam. Kina makes you not a person. You'll be here, but you're not a mensch. Moitzi es ha'odom min ha'olam. It's not a human being anymore. It's a monster. It's a behemoth. A person who's jealous is not a human being. They have non-human behaviors when they're jealous. What they'll say about the other person, what they'll hurt the other person. Jealousy, mamish, makes a person lose his identity as a person. So listen to the Medrash. Medrash says, V'loma nikram shemoi Shishak. Why was his name Shishak? Says the Medrash, Al shehoya shoykeik umisave kol yomov lekise hashen shel Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had that very special throne, and he was jealous. His father-in-law was jealous of him that he had the special throne. And the word Shishak, that's what the word Shishak, shehoya shoykeik. He was shoykeik umisave, he was desiring. So we could say, Bazei, that's the pshat. When Yeravam ben Nevat was looking for a place, Shlomo HaMelech was a person, he had relationships all across the world, world power. So Yeravam ben Nevat wanted to run someplace where he knew that that person won't give him over to the king, to Shlomo HaMelech. Right? He wanted to run to a safe place. Right? So he has to find somebody that for sure won't give him over to Shlomo HaMelech. L'moshel, I'm sure you all heard of Snowden, right? Did you guys hear of Snowden? You heard of Snowden? Not Smolin. Snowden. L'havdol. Snowden is the one who spilled all the secrets. Right? Now, you remember him? Hong Kong. Okay? He spilled all the secrets. Many of American secrets he spilled. All the spying that goes on from the government. Anyway, he's not coming back here. He's not coming back to America because he knows if he comes back, it's not going to be geschmack for him over here. He's not getting a Kabbalah's upon him. So he's not coming back. So where did he run? He ran to Putin. Vladimir Putin. Why? Because in Moscow, he knows Moscow hates America enough that they're not going to give him over to us. And that's not where he is. He's in Russia. Russia is Kishmoy Kenu. And they hate the Americans. And in Melee, where do you know you won't get... He came out any other place he would have ran that made sense. Hey, he was going to run maybe to North Korea, which is not a bad idea either. Even though now they patched up the relationship with North Korea. Stickle. Right? Not yet, but they're talking about patching it up. Cuba, the Zikha already patched up now. What about North Korea? Lamaisa, Yeravam ben Nevat had to run to a place where he knew for sure they're not going to give him over to the King Shlomo. So you know what he did? He ran to somebody that's jealous of the king. Hakino moitzias ha'odom in ha'olam. He ran to his father-in-law because his father-in-law was jealous. And that's why over here the Torah calls him Shishak. Because that name he got because of his jealousy. That's why he ran there. So that's lesson number one, what jealousy could do to a person. Literally, Moitzinus Adam and Oil. But another very important nakuda that's kedai to absorb, to internalize when you learn this is like this. A yid has to always know Hashem roi lo yechz. A yid has to know that Hashem is always taken care of. Unfortunately, we get used to believing that there's other other powers out there that are important. Okay? So, if we have a president of the United States that's not a good friend of Eretz Yisrael, people get all nervous. What's going to be? Like we have right now. What's going to be? If you hear that the European Union got together and they're trying to boycott Israeli products, people get nervous. What's going to be? The truth is, our bitachon is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. All of these things are just shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem sent for the last 70 years that the American government was a defender of Eretz Yisrael. Not the American government. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Habi shluchim l'makom. We never could put our trust al tiftachu bin divim. We should never trust the fourth nations around us. That's where we get our support from. Support comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nations around us that are nice to us, we have to appreciate. But it's all because the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. My favorite story, Shmuley Zichar remembers it, is the Kotzker. It's my favorite story. Kotzker's sister came to him. The Kotzker's sister came to him. She was very sick. So you all heard of the Kotzker. The Kotzker was a Yid, a Rebbe. He gave brachas to Gans Klal Yisrael. Anybody needed a bracha, they went to the Kotzker. His sister came to him when she was very, very sick. She was almost deathly ill. All the doctors gave up hope. Cham, you heard of the Kotzker? Of course. So everybody gave up on her. Everybody gave up on her. She came to the Kotzker for bracha. The Kotzker looked out of his window. He saw that the wagon came into the chotzel. His sister is coming for bracha. They're helping her up the steps to see the Kotzker. The Kotzker tells the gabbai, don't let her in. Yeah. Don't let my sister in. She's sitting by the door. Imagine how she feels. Every Jew with a tzara comes to him and his sister can't count. She's sitting there begging. What's the tzara? Yeah. Doesn't let her in. She says, tell him it's your sister, it's your loving sister, and you're the only one I could come to now. The doctors gave up on me. Sorry, no time now. Busy. She was disheartened and hurt and resentful. She goes out. She stands in the courtyard of the Kotzker Rebbe. She picks up her hands to Shemayim. She says, Ribbono Shel Olam, the doctors, they gave up on me. Everybody gave up on me. The one place I had left was my brother, the famous Kotzker. And he also gave up on me, obviously. She looks up. She goes, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yetz Hobich Nor Eich. I only have you, Hashem. Help me. As soon as she said that, the Kotzker called his gabbai, bring her in. Brought her in, he gave her a bracha, she had her four shlemim. So what's going on? He said, as long as you were trusting anything but Hashem, I couldn't give you a bracha. I had to take everything away. You trust nothing. When you say, I only have Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says in Gittin, it was a chet that he married Bas Pari. But we spoke about this, why he married Bas Pari. Part of Shlomo's cheshbon was, that to strengthen the kingdom. We spoke about it, to be a global king, to have hashpoah. But Lamaisa was a chet, shouldn't have done it. What did Ribbono Shel Olam show him? Mitzrayim, your own father-in-law, is going to harbor the one who wants to destroy your kingdom. You can only trust Ribbono Shel Olam. And the stamah, that's why the Hashgacha had it at the end. That how did Shlomo, where did Yeravam ben Nevat run? Where was he protected? By the one that Shlomo HaMelech thought would strengthen his kingdom. And the Midah Keneged Midah was that kingdom alone harbored his biggest enemy. The one that destroyed his kingdom was harbored in Mitzrayim alone. And that's something we always have to bear in mind. In our day and age, we have the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes, of course, it's good to have a president. It's good to have a government that supports Eretz Yisrael. Lamaisa, we have the Ribbono Shel Olam. If Obama decides that he's not going to have the schus to be a shluch de rachmana, have a shluch in the mark. The Eibishter has many, many messengers. Right? The Eibush has many, many messengers. It doesn't have to be Dafka Disyukul. There's many, many people the Eibush could pick. And we have to put our bitochen in one place, the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's the Musa Haskel here. That Yerovam ben Nevat, that's where he ended up. He ended up in Mitzrayim. Okay.